Now let's report on the high school freshman who brought a homemade clock to class. That case made news because his teachers and then police thought the clock was a bomb. After an uproar, they have decided not to press charges. NPR's Kat Chow has the story.
Look at Ahmed Mohammed, and he seems like every other 14-year-old boy. Kind of scrawny, wearing his NASA t-shirt, he's standing in front of his house with his family and lawyers.
So I guess everyone knows I'm the person who built a clock and got in a lot of trouble for it.
When Mohammed's digital clock, made of wires and circuit boards, made a noise in class at MacArthur High School, he was handcuffed and interrogated by police. Mohammed says they asked if he was trying to make a bomb.
I built the clock to impress my teacher, but when I showed it to her, she thought it was a threat to her. It was really sad that she took a wrong impression of it, and I got arrested for it later that day.
His story went viral online. President Obama and Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg both said they wanted to meet the teen. Mohammed's lawyer is Linda Marino from the Constitutional Law Center for Muslims in America.
There was this rush to assume the very worst, and the rush was because of the color of his skin and because of his name, which is Ahmed Mohammed.
Yesterday, Irving Police Chief Larry Boyd defended his department.
That's a very suspicious device. We live in an age where you can't take things like that to schools.
Police won't be filing charges. Mohammed says he's been suspended from school until today, but he's not planning on going back. He says he's going to transfer to somewhere else, a place more welcoming to students like him. Kat Chow, NPR News, Dallas.